anything else need to highlight? I want to overlook something. Penny was here this morning, out and about.
Danny has an endoscope tomorrow.
Well, Danny has doctor's appointments this week.
Just one. I hope it's the last one.
Yeah, you get there, and then they'll say,
you got to come back.
Yes, Orby?
I guess now the 23rd?
We don't know yet.
It hasn't been confirmed.
It has not been confirmed.
The first report we had was on the 30th, and so, but then he got another text just a couple days ago, that maybe a week earlier, the 23rd. So we'll confirm. That's why I didn't kind of announce that, because I don't have it confirmed yet on exactly what date he'll be here. Okay. All right. Let's begin with prayer, then we'll have our time together in devotion. Father and God in heaven, we're thankful for the day that you give to us. We're thankful for always for the bountiful blessings from above. We're thankful for daily bread. Thankful for this time this evening that we may enjoy friendship and fellowship. We may involve ourselves in a time of singing and prayer and Bible reading and communion. We're thankful that we may call upon you in time of need. We think so much about those who are experiencing illnesses. And on their behalf, we pray and we plead and we ask for your help from above. Bless them as only you can. We pray you'll bless those that tend to them, family and friends, medical staff. We pray those that tend to them will truly be tender. Open our eyes always, we pray, to seize the opportunities to be encouraging and uplifting, especially in times of struggle and conflict. We pray that you'll help us to make each day better and give you the glory in all things. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. First song, number 752. I've tried to select a song or two that we don't sing very often. I'm not going to sing new songs or introduce that, but a song that we know or just haven't sung for a while. Number 752. For those that are not familiar, when we get to the bottom of the second page, it repeats but just picks up the three notes down here at the right bottom right-hand corner, and we sing the second page again. That ends the song. Okay, 752.
This is my daily prayer. God bless you, God of God. Hold fast His mighty hand throughout the day. His grace your heart sustain. If I relieve your pain, your prayer be not in vain. As you travel His
take the lower note. high anymore. All right. Number 786. After this, we'll have our first scripture reading. And Sammy, I think you've consented to that. Philippians chapter 4, verses 1 through 9. 786.
Oh, let my way grow a dream, precious Lord.
Therefore, my brothers and sisters, you whom I love and long for, my joy and crown, stand firm in the Lord. In this way, my friends, I plead with Yodia and I plead with Cynthia, to be of the same mind in the Lord. Yes, and I ask you, my true companion, help these women, since they have contended at my side in the cause of the gospel, along with Clemens and the rest of my co-workers, whose names are in the book of life. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your request to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your mind in Christ Jesus. Finally, brothers and sisters, whatever is true, whatever is noble, whatever is right, whatever is pure, whatever is lovely, whatever is admirable, if anything is excellent or praiseworthy, think about such things. Whatever you have learned or received or heard from me or seen in me, put it into practice, and the God of peace will be with you. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for everything you have blessed us with. Help us to appreciate our blessings and to go into the world spreading your word and shining your light in the darkness. Guide us day by day to do the good works that you have set before us. In Jesus' name that we pray. Amen. Amen.
Number 801. 801. I'm not Elvis Presley.
Once I stood in the night with my head bowed low, in the darkness and black as could be, and my heart felt alone, and I cried, "Oh Lord, don't hide your face from me."
Supper will have that opportunity. Just remain seated where you are. The one officiating at the table will come by and just hold your hand up when he gets close, and he'll stop and you'll be served. 477, first and last.
There is a place of quiet rest near to the heart of God. A place where sin cannot molest, near to
Please bow our heart with affection, cup, Father, grace and mercy. We are so very thankful for the opportunity also to take this cup, which represents the cup of the blood of the New Testament shed by our Savior for our sins. We ask, Father, that you bless us as we take of it and our hope and our desire that we do so in a manner that is pleasing and acceptable in your sight. It is in your Son's name we offer this prayer. Amen. Has everyone been served that has a desire to be served? Okay, that concludes the Lord's Supper. Another part of our worship to God is giving of our means. Normally giving of our means, in talking about giving, we focus on the monetary aspect of giving. But we are also required to give of our time and our talents. And the Lord requires us and wants us to use those service to him. I can't remember the exact scripture at this time, but if you want it, I can give it to you at a later day. Alright? So at this time, let's give thanks for the offering. Now, God and our Father, we thank you so much for blessing us, Father, with all things that pertain to life and godliness of your Son. And also, Father, you have blessed us with all spiritual blessings in Christ Jesus. We ask, Father, that as we take of this
offered that we do so now on this evening, that we, as we give of our means, Father, that we do so with a cheerful heart. For those who wish to give, we pray with the letter of change to the just remember those scriptures.
You just remembered it?
1 Corinthians 16, Levi's around the birthday of the week.
I was going to use Romans. Remember Romans 12?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, right. Romans 12.
Number 625. Sing first and last. Thine is Paul's sweetly ring over land and sea, bidding us the two realms above, while the light from the throne shines for you and me. Let us list to the call of love. Zion's call is ringing, coming from the throne of love. Sing all the stanzas of this one. 840.
Father, in the morning unto thee I pray. Let thy loving kindness take me through this day. I will pray. With work,
reading from Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 to 23. I'll be reading from the NIV. It says Philippians chapter 4, verses 10 to 23. I rejoice greatly in the Lord that at last you renewed your concern for me. Indeed, you were concerned, but you had no opportunity to show it. I'm not saying this because I am in need, for I have learned to be content, whatever the circumstances. I know what it is to be in need, and I know what it is to have plenty. I have learned the secret of being content in any and every situation, whether well-fed or hungry, whether living in plenty or in want. I can do all this through Him who gives me strength. Yet, it was good of you to share in my troubles. Moreover, as you Philippians know, in the early days of our acquaintance with the gospel, when I set out from Macedonia, not one church shared with me in the matter of giving and receiving, except only you. For even when I was in Thessalonica, you sent me aid more than once when I was in need. Not that I desired your gifts. What I desire is that it is more to be credited to your account. I have received full payment and have more than enough. I am amply supplied now that I have received from Euphrodius the gifts that you sent. They are a fragrant offering and acceptable sacrifice pleasing to God. And my God will meet all of your needs according to the riches of his glory in Christ Jesus. To our God and Father be the glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet all God's people in Christ Jesus. The brothers and sisters who are with me send greetings. All God's people here send you greetings, especially those who belong to Caesar's household. The grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you in your spirit. Amen. Let us pray. Our dear loving Heavenly Father, again, we thank you for all the blessings that you give us each and every day. And also, Lord, just as we have read here, the blessings that you give us to worship where we have that opportunity, not only to partake of the Lord's Supper, to come and pray before you sing and have your word brought to us, but also for contribution, for us to have an opportunity to give, to help those that are working to share the gospel throughout the world. And Lord, it is our prayer that for each and every one of us, that the more that we grow in your Son Jesus, that we, just like Paul, will learn to be content whatever our circumstance is, knowing that it's your will that's being done. And we are your servants, and we want to be your instruments to help spread the good news throughout this world. Again, we're so very mindful each and every day of the love that you have for us, so much love that you gave your Son on our behalf. And it's our prayer that as we continue to worship you, not only here, but throughout our lives and our days, that we can continue to bring you glory through your Son Jesus and all that he's done for us, that we can share that with those that we run across. Continue to be with us, Lord. Continue to guide us. And just continue to help us realize how much you truly love us. As we ask this prayer in Jesus' name, amen.
It's one last song, number 835. 835.
Savior, grant me rest and peace. Let my troubled dreaming cease. When the chiming midnight bell, teach my heart that all is well. is past and all is well. I would see thy service, Lord, bringing up thy promised word. Let my heavenly labors tell, I am thine and all.
Fellowship and a time of devotion together. Again, it's our potluck evening, a time to share a meal together too, trade an experience or share a story. So after our closing prayer, give some folks time to make some final setups, and then we'll send out the call that all things are ready. So let's bow together in dismiss our closing prayer. Father God in heaven, again and always, we're so thankful for the blessing, the opportunity we have of assembly to give you worship and praise. We're thankful that we may lift up our voices and join together in encouraging one another with the words of the songs and glorifying your name in song. We're thankful for food that's been prepared. We pray your blessings on the hands that have made preparations and on the food. We pray you'll not only strengthen us physically, but strengthen us in your service and in all things. Again, we want you to receive glory and honor. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.